Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
One of the stories making big news, and all I can say is it really is about time. I don't understand why it has taken 8 years to find justice for the murder of Senzo Mayiwa. I don't understand it. We're talking about the captain of the national soccer team. Joining me is Mpumelelo Zikalala, who is the founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning to you, and also good morning to your listeners.
Why do you think it has taken so long to start the process of justice?
I think we should really look at our law enforcement officers, the investigating team, and really ask them what was preventing you from making headway in terms of this investigation. Aren't you privy to any technology which could have assisted you to making sure that you're able to find the right culprits? I think the most important question now would be, are the five suspects which are currently before our court the real individual? So is the a real mastermind which is behind all of this, who is not in the dock and possibly could escape due to not them being brought into court? But the most important thing is that once information starts trickling in through the witnesses, as we had the first witness yesterday,
yeah,
maybe we'll be able to piece the puzzle together of saying what really happened on that day. Most importantly, what was the motive of killing the former Bafana Bafana captain and Orlando Pirates goalkeeper?
Yeah, that really comes down to it, is what was the motive? You know, there's just so much secrecy about it. It's crazy. It's the craziest situation. I mean, what's your thought on that?
I think it's also going to cast a bit of spotlight into the way in which our investigations are done. Just listening yesterday to the evidence of the police officer, one that why did they come back twice on the crime scene? Why did they come in the morning when they discovered those particular bullet jackets? What happened to them? Were they stored in the proper place? I think to really assess the type of evidence that has been provided, we'll only be able to do that was cross-examination by all the other the true legal reps has been done, and we're able to sift out the truth and the misconceptions for the evidence that was provided yesterday. But it won't take away the core question of what exactly happened on the day. Another surprising factor was the withdrawal of the permission of the watch and brief of Ms. Kelly Kumar.
Yes.
In terms of saying, it gave us an indication of saying, maybe you may be a witness in this particular matter. Does your name appear in the witness list? Is her statement already submitted? If that's the case, are other accused, especially their legal representatives, aware of such? And if have they prepared as such? So if you're not a witness, that it may even be that you may be a co-accused at a later stage. So it's just a wait-and-see game and see how that is going to unfold. But most importantly, whether she'll take further action with regards to that particular stance, she may choose to apply to the High Court on an urgent basis and say, I want my legal rep to represent me or to be my eyes and ears in this courtroom. I want to see what is happening. I also lost someone that I love. I lost the father of my kids. So I have a vested interest in this matter as to how it pans out. So if you shut me out and leave my access to that of a normal member of the public, it's not going to serve that particular purpose. So I'm coming to use the Honorable Court to come to my aid. And certainly that's going to develop our watching brief legal jurisprudence.
What are the facts as we know them?
Basically, is that there was some type of interference or people that came in and then they shot the former Orlando Pirates goalkeeper, and that's the basis. But the most important question, as stated earlier, is the motive for such. Was it just a robbery gone wrong? Was it actually a hit? If that is so, where did the other participants that were there in the room cooperate with the police officers? Meaning you walk into a room as a robber, and there are about four or five people, but only one person dies. What happened to all the other ones? How did they manage to escape? Which door did they use? What type of scuffles that actually took place? How did they identify that this is the particular house that you are going to go into? Is there something which was of attraction to them? Those are the type of questions in which are supposed to be answered. The most critical question is going to be the level of expertise of our law enforcement officers. Our investigating officers is going to go on a lot of spotlight in terms of saying, have you done your job in terms of your training, in terms of the Criminal Procedure Act and all other applicable legislation? Did you collect this evidence in a manner in which can't be disputed. The last thing that the NPA would want to happen is that this particular accused would be let go, would be free based on technicalities, even though you can see that they are guilty, even though we must emphasize at this stage that they are simply alleged accused, they are not the actual perpetrator. But the one thing that the last thing that you want to happen is that they are let go due to technicalities and not on the merits of the matter. So they are going to go on a lot of spotlight. And if they lose, as you stated earlier, one would say it has taken you 8 years to come up with a list of five suspects, and yet you fail to execute this particular mandate of making sure that you arrest and prosecute the correct individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. And
thank you for
I'm sure that it's not, certainly not the last time we're going to be speaking to you. So thank you very much, and I wish you a wonderful day. Just a question. Today is Alien Day. Believe it or not. So if aliens had to land on Earth and you were going to show them the most wonderful things about Earth and humanity, what would you show them?
Probably one of the seven wonders. We started Cape Town because I'm in Durban, then definitely the coast would come in, then our different cultures, so that they're able to see how we live and enjoy ourselves. I'll also sell them a bit of fat cooks, bit of tripe here and there, so that they're able to feel the type of food that we eat. And definitely one quarter would do.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Mpumelelo Zikalala, founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited.